This is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. The diamonds of our lives are produced through time, heat, and pressure. It is only the things that we take the opportunity to delve deeply into that we're able to bring the value and the beauty from experiences that may have been difficult at the time. I've spoken with you previously about the importance of spiritual things, about understanding the fact that all of the life that we experience, everything that is tangible around us came from a place of an idea, a thought, or from somewhere that at one point did not exist in our human experience. It's so very necessary to be able to imagine, to be able to, as some people would call it, daydream, and to be able to move from that dream state into the reality of, I can do this. I can make this happen. If you've been with me and if you've been listening to me for some time, I believe you are of the people that I really specifically have been positioned here to speak with, to hopefully to open some doors for and to be able to give some enlightenment to. And understanding that everyone that you come in contact with does not have the wherewithal to speak into your life. There's some people that you come in contact with that are there to provide you the opportunity to further delve into what you truly believe and how that belief system has been deposited in your life. As we've been talking about the spiritual side of things and understanding that until we have the truth, we cannot be our fully functional and operating selves. We're living in a life that has been minimized because someone decided that that would not be the life that we could have. If you live in the United States, then you know that this country has a long history of racism. And in order to overcome racism, number one, we have to be able to look at it in a manner that allows us to ask ourselves questions. We also have to look at it in a manner that says, how am I contributing to this problem? And many times I found that our belief systems will hinder us from being able to ask our own selves very explicit questions, and therefore not only are we held in a state of continuing an offense, but we're offended when we're asked to even think about it. You don't have to be a Jewish person of Jewish heritage to appreciate what occurred during the Holocaust, to appreciate what it may have felt like to be hunted. And in the same manner, you don't have to be an African-American person to appreciate what it must have felt like to be captive, to be unable to determine your own path, and then to continue for generation after generation to experience your history in various ways repeated over and over again. If you've been with me for a while, you know that during the time period in which Mr. George Floyd was murdered, we talked about that. And so when you see a continued assault on a group of people for generation after generation, so much so that someone felt that they could murder them in plain sight with witnesses, then you understand the plight of people who have been marginalized and who have been deemed as without the same amount of value that someone else has. So why are you telling us this, Dr. Anita? Because I believe that as you are set free in your mind, your will, and your emotions, that you have been positioned as a leader in your life to speak to situations that you know are wrong. So I want to address a little bit on how being able to disconnect yourself from a belief system that was built to hinder you, that was built to render you non-effective, not just for a little while, but for forever. And when you position that system into a greater societal system, then you understand why a George Floyd incident could continue to happen hundreds of years later, because we've never looked at it. I heard the comedian Trevor Noah say, and for those of you that are not familiar, he is from South Africa, where we know that apartheid took place. And Trevor Noah said that until the South African people were able to talk about apartheid, it could not be dismantled. What we see occurring within the United States is that people are still unwilling to talk about the inequities that happened to those of African descent. We right now are preparing for an election in which a person who has already said that he felt that people of African descent, people of Hispanic descent, and people of Oriental descent, meaning the Middle Eastern people, were poisoning the blood of this country. We're at a really interesting place in which if you have a voice to speak up, you need to speak up. But if your belief system has shut you down, you have yet to come into your own power. So I want to ask you a question, and I want you to think very deeply about it. And that is, does my belief system, what was written in what I believe, is it stopping me from stepping out of line, getting out of the position to having to toe the party line and become uniquely who I am? Has my belief system locked my throat up so that I cannot speak out? Has my belief system shut my mind down so that I cannot even look in that direction? Because if that has happened, if you feel that way in your life, this is your time to be able to understand that there's something greater than you who positioned you in this world for such a time as this. If you've purchased your copy of A Diamond Journey Journal, Becoming is a Process, I want you to read the affirmations. And one of the affirmations that I wrote here is about coincidence. This very small little paragraph says, I'm not a product of random coincidence. I have been positioned in this time by the Creator for a purpose. My purpose is to learn, grow, succeed, achieve, experience, and positively impact the world around me. My life is not by chance, but by design. I very much believe that. I very much believe that you have been positioned in this world by design. Whether you believe that you choose the existence that you will have, that's absolutely fine. Whether you believe that the Creator created you and just you came here for this one time period, or whether you feel that you have been and will be coming back again and again, all of those understandings are fine. What I want to get across is the fact that this isn't a coincidence. You're not hearing me by coincidence. You're not and have not been on this journey with me by coincidence. You're not journaling in A Diamond Journey Journal by coincidence. You've been positioned here for a reason. And that reason requires your unique input in order for things to change. I do not believe in any way that randomly watching your life go by without active participation is why you were positioned in this time and place. There's too many things that are going on. So again, go back and be able to examine where you are, why you are where you are, and be willing to take action to move yourself beyond anywhere you've ever been before. There is a movie. The name of that movie is Them. And for those who like the horror genre, then you would probably know about or possibly even like this movie. The interesting thing about it is that it's not set in the typical perspective or from the typical perspective that we see in most movies, simply because it has the main characters are greater melanated people. And it's set where the antagonist in the movie are lesser melanated individuals. So there is now a season 2. And it was interesting. I had a conversation with someone and they were telling me that they heard about it and that they wanted to see the movie or just to watch the series. And they had some friends that they wanted to watch the series with them. And the friends were unable, they didn't want to go into that traumatic era that they felt might be the same setting as the first season. And it was interesting to me because until we can talk about an uncomfortable past, we can never get over it. And I've watched individuals that I care about very, very deeply who are willing to march and to protest, but not able to look at a depiction, a fictional depiction, which shows the stereotypical view of how some people of color are still looked at right now in this time. So I want us to continue delving into what is holding us back, what stops us from being able to speak into situations that we know are wrong, what stops us from being able to find that personal power that allows us to stand outside of what society may allow us or feel that we can do. As I've said, if you haven't done so, please get a Diamond Journey Journal. Becoming is a process, and a process has stages, on Amazon. And there, as I've read to you an affirmation, I want to read to you one of the meditations. Think on these things. I will search for the lesson in discomfort, because when I learn that lesson, I will be comfortable in every situation. Learn how to sit, to be still, to do what you need to do to find out what you need to find out about yourself in order to accomplish everything that you've ever wanted to do in life. Join me on Noom Vibe fan base. Visit my website at www.dranitamc.com and keep coming back.